is 7:45. I'm Kathy Carter. This is WUSF. Well, Florida students have not shied away from debating public policy since the mass shooting at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School. Now some are taking it a step further. In Citrus County, two high school students have filed to run for school board. I recently spoke with both of them. First, we're going to meet 18-year-old Lecanto High School senior Nick Lahera. Nick, you're involved in student government at Lecanto High School. You were a page for the Florida Senate, but you told me before we sat down to talk that you don't like the word politician. Why is that?
Because it expresses somebody that's involved in government. And people that are involved in government really need to be looking towards the people. And so you can call me candidate running for school board, or you can even call me taxpayer with a title. That's my personal favorite. I'm just a person that's trying to make a change, not your typical career politician or any term you might use to describe someone negatively.
Okay, fair enough. Let's move on to some of the issues you'll need to decide if you're elected. Lots of new laws after the mass shooting at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School. One of those laws is something called a guardian program that school boards and school districts can opt into, which is arming some teachers and school personnel. How do you feel about this issue?
My mom's a teacher, and I know a lot of other teachers, and I know for sure that they do not want to be armed in their classroom. That's not part of their job description, and I don't feel that they should believe it's part of their job description. With the Guardian program, that's putting other people outside of teachers in these roles where they would carry firearms. And as of right now, I know a lot of school boards have spoken against it, and so for that reason, I feel like it needs to be further assessed. And we need to discuss it in an open circle with the governor to see what other options do we have other than this guardian program.
Okay. And as we said, that's still being worked out. School districts can opt in or not to this program. But school resource officers are a different matter. Every school must have a school resource officer by the next school year. I understand your father is a new school resource officer.
What I think a lot of people don't realize with SROs is that they are deputized sheriffs. They carry firearms and they've been on the street. So my dad, he was a deputy first, that's where he started, and now he's a property crimes detective. And after hearing all of what happened, he can't have it happen in Citrus County. He can't picture that sort of tragedy happening here. We have to trust our SROs and get them into the classrooms so they can protect all the students of the school.
As you mentioned earlier, your mom is a teacher. One of the issues before the legislature this year, too, is pretty controversial, and that is teachers' unions must have a membership of at least 50% to be able to use their bargaining power. How do you feel about this particular matter?
I did see the bill about the union, and I was really disappointed. I promote our teachers. I really want to see them succeed, and I feel like if they have to be stressed about what's coming down from the state, at least at a county level, we can reassure them that we're there working for them. Because if they're feeling that they're not successful in their classroom, their students aren't feeling that they're successful, and we can't have that. We need our teachers to feel like they can do their job teaching these students, and that's going to bring us back up to, I think, higher levels of performance and just have a more comfortable setting for our teachers.
Well, finally, Nick, for every person that says it's so great to see younger people becoming politically active, there are other people that say you're just too young. What do you say to these people?
I think we need to take the approach of inspiring that younger generation, because at some point, we're going to need a replacement that's running society. So if you're listening to actual policy, it shouldn't matter how old the person is, what ethnic background they have, or what their political party is. Look for the issues, not the background of the person.
And that was Citrus County School Board candidate Nick Lahera, 18-year-old Lecanto High School senior. On Wednesday, we will meet another candidate who also happens to be a high school student.